It's time for another Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. In fact, it's a patron exclusive.
Patron exclusive.
Exclusive. Exclusive. Exclusive.
Oh, patrons, thanks for your support.
Yeah, we're doing a little catch-up work here.
In
early March, in our defense,
yeah,
February caught us by surprise.
Well, this idea of just having
28 days. You ridiculous month.
Right. That's not on us. That's on your problem is with the makers of the Gregorian calendar. Send your letter to Pope Gregory. You know what I'm saying? That's not our problem. We appreciate you being patient, though.
Dear Mr. Pope.
Dear Pope Gregory, have I got a bone to pick with you?
All of our responses have been very favorable.
You mentioned that on our morning show, and I still haven't seen the commercial. But you're telling me that Mediacom is running a commercial right now where
a promo.
It's a promo.
Yeah.
And set the scene for us, because I still find this impossible.
They basically are interviewing people that are, there's a couple customer service people, and then there's a technician.
Are they looking to hire people to come and work at Mediacom? Why would they?
No, they're just basically promoting, you know, their product.
The general Mediacomness of it.
And basically the customer service person is saying that every review that they receive is positive.
Mediacom.
A customer service.
Yeah.
And then the guy who's the technician is talking about, it's always working. It always works. It works. And he's kind of got his eyes down. Like, they're making me say this.
Like it's a proof of life video.
And then they start flashing up a number that says 99.99%.
Okay.
It's like, well, come on.
That's not,
you know.
I mean, I guess they, does that mean it's always working somewhere?
Well, I guess, yeah.
Look, it's on somewhere. I mean, maybe not at your house all the time.
I mean, a commercial airline isn't going to work 99.9%.
Even the very best company in the world,
yes,
doesn't have a customer service line where people are calling and being pleasant.
People don't do that.
I'd like to say people don't do that anymore. People never did that.
No, they don't.
Working in customer service is the worst, because you just got people that want to unload on you. And a lot of times it's not even about their issue with the company.
No, yeah,
they're just monster people.
No, they just want to show you who they really are.
Jeez Louise. Got a story of a Playboy model who says she got kicked out of an Airbnb for being too hot.
Hi, baby girl.
Yeah.
We know what that's like.
Been there.
Hot girls.
Hot girls, we had problems too. We're just like you.
Except
we're hot.
Hot, 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 hot.
The world needs to open their eyes
and realize
hot girls have problems too. Like,
oh,
this,
boy.
I guess she's a Playboy model.
Wow.
Susie Cortez, described here as a Brazilian bombshell.
Cortez?
Susie Cortez. She's dropped $1,000 on an apartment. This was on the Airbnb rental site.
$1,000 for a night, huh?
Well, I'm guessing she was visiting family down there in Sao Paulo.
Maybe a few days.
It must have been a nice place. She says she stayed at the property for less than 48 hours before the male host of the Airbnb kicked her out and threw all of her belongings in the garbage.
I can't handle this.
Because she was just too good looking. She says she feels persecuted by the ordeal and says it was like a horror movie. She's going to sue Airbnb now.
Now, typically,
although she hasn't filed any of the paperwork.
Typically with the Airbnb, wouldn't you just... you kind of make sure the place is ready for somebody.
Yeah.
And then you stay away, right?
Yeah, yeah. That was my understanding.
You don't need to be there.
Like, if I was going to turn my house into an Airbnb for a week.
Yeah.
Like the idea, there's so much about this that I don't understand. If I was to rent my place out for a week because I wasn't going to be here and I thought I could make a couple bucks on the place.
Yeah.
Don't you have to, like, get rid of everything that's in your house? You're having strangers in your house. What's keeping them from just helping themselves to your silverware?
I don't think for the most
part. Taking all your DVDs.
I don't think that that's how it works. I think for the most part, if you have an Airbnb, it's a separate residence.
It's not a place that you live in.
You don't live there.
Okay, that's what I want to hear. Because otherwise, that just seems like way more work. She says, this is the biggest prejudice and nightmare I've ever lived. I'm extremely embarrassed and psychologically shaken. A trip to see my parents turned into, she says, a horror movie. Well, you don't want to see that happen to a beautiful model.
And again, this was from our radio show.
Uh-huh.
You know what else turned into a horror movie?
What's that?
Apparently the Foo Fighters movie.
Yeah. You know, it got me, this Foo Fighters movie has got me thinking about, well, first it got me thinking about Kiss Meets Phantom of the Opera.
Yes.
Which is unwatchable. I guess a couple of years ago, they put out a box set where they did kind of a remastered version of it.
Yeah.
And some changes that they made that are really good changes. I guess I didn't realize that Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
Or no, Phantom of the Park. Phantom of the Park.
Phantom of the Park.
Kiss Meets Phantom of the Park. They didn't have a script. And they would just tell the guys their lines like a second before they started rolling. And they didn't know what the ending was going to be. Like, they were just filming. Yeah,
and they had to dub Ace's vocals in later.
Well, that was because there's a thing called looping that you do, where if they don't get all of your audio when they're filming, you go in the studio and you record the lines there.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I've already said the lines. I'm not going in to say them again.
Right. So
I don't think he explained the necessity for it. So they ended up getting this famous voice actor to do the lines. They didn't have a script. It was pitched to them as A Hard Day's Night meets Star Wars.
Right.
I don't know how you say no to that. But when you watch it, it's produced by...
Sounds like Sean Leary's latest book.
It's Hanna-Barbera that produced it. And the music, like when they're doing their fighting against the robot men, it's clearly like the same Hanna-Barbera music that you would hear on like Space Ghost and stuff. So when they did the new version of it, the director's cut... It's actual Kiss songs throughout the movie instead of nonsense disco tunes. And they cut out essentially 90% of Peter Criss's performance. Or maybe it's Ace Frehley.
Or both.
This movie would be better without those
two. Just keep the camera on the demon.
Have you ever seen Phantom of the Paradise?
No.
You know that movie, you know what movie I'm talking about?
No.
This is a movie you and I need to see. It's from 1974, and it's like Phantom of the Opera, but it's got Paul Williams.
Oh.
This thing is the freakiest, grooviest, 70s.
So Paul Williams is the unsightly...
No, in fact, Paul Williams isn't the Phantom. Paul Williams, the premise is Paul Williams steals another musician's music and gives it to somebody else. And then that somebody else... frames him as a drug dealer, and then Paul Williams has to go to prison.
Wow.
And then the guy who framed him breaks Paul Williams out of prison, which is weird because he's the one to put him in there. And in the process, there's some sort of accident and the prison breakout, and his face is horribly mutilated.
Who, Paul Williams?
No, the Phantom.
Oh.
And he becomes the Phantom of the Paradise, which is like this ultimate rock and roll. It's like the place where all of the rock and roll happens in 1974.
Huh.
Yeah, you got to see the trailer for this because this thing is a rock horror musical comedy film. Huh. Just like
the Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters,
666.
Studio 666, exactly.
Studio 666.
Yeah, and this is directed by Brian De Palma.
Mm.
Phantom of the Paradise, 1974. This is like... Let me get this trailer on for you, just to give you a taste of it, because it's like every...
It should have been a sensation.
I don't understand why it hasn't.
Why was Meatloaf not in this?
No doubt. This has got Meatloaf written all over it. Meatloaf wasn't a thing in 74, was he?
Well, he had already done, Rocky Horror.
Not the movie. Was that 74?
74, 75, 76, okay. Something like that. So,
all right.
I mean, it's in that... ballpark.
Oh man, no, this thing is an absolute festival for the eyes if you're into the 70s pastiche. Did I mention that Airbnb says that they're reviewing the allegations? I should mention that. Check this out. This is available now on Blu-ray.
20th Century Fox presents Phantom of the Paradise, a gothic horror story.
What was that?
A beautiful love story.
Oh, love, baby.
Like a circus.
A cinematic odyssey through the rock universe. From Greece
to glitter. Wow! And beyond.
Yeah.
The story of a sound. The man who created it. The girl who sang it. The monster who stole it. And the phantom who haunts the paradise. The ultimate rock palace.
I mean, tell me, wow, this doesn't look fantastic.
It's a year before Rocky Horror, and I suppose if it had...
Phantom of the Paradise.
My music is for Phoenix. Only she can sing it. Anyone else that tries dies.
Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Well, you told me one time that you'd be somebody, that you weren't working just to survive.
Man, you better get yourself a castrato for this.
Paul Williams as Swan.
And the angels that never needed them.
I want you to stop terrorizing the paradise and rewrite your cantata.
And the Phantom.
Oh, Beef.
This has got it all.
I know. Doesn't this look like it's the greatest thing you've never seen? I can't believe we haven't seen this movie. I will be getting the DVD at some point. Phantom of the Paradise. Starring Paul Williams.
Double feature with Paul Lynn's Halloween special.
I mean, I don't know what else to do about
it. Be a dry eye in the house.
Finally, in Hot Girl Problems, there's a woman who says, I'm a grandma, but men in their 20s keep asking me out nonstop.
Huh.
And I will say, I can see why. She's a 53-year-old grandma who competes in physique contests. Our old gimmick.
Yeah.
Andrea Sunshine is 53.
Not her real name.
She works out every day for a minimum of 3 hours. All of this hard work has paid off with an incredibly toned physique to be proud of. The single grandmother of two... So she
grandmother of two.
So she starts her sessions with an hour of cardio before she hits the weights. That's what she says. It's like visiting Disneyland.
I wonder if she'd be interested in a stay-at-home uncle.
Stay-at-home uncle? Single grandmother of two?
Is that of two grandchildren or two children that had kids?
That must mean she has two grandkids.
Okay.
She's a single grandmother of two. So how
two
many
grandkids?
Right. But her kids.
No mention of her kids.
Nah, let's not get them involved. Not proud of them. It's the grandchildren that give me my greatest glory. She says during her strict regime, she doesn't entertain men while she's working out because it upsets her routine.
In what way?
Known to sometimes spend up to 8 hours in the gym. Andrea's commitment has not gone to waste. She's competed against women half her age in physique competitions. People call me a beast, she says, adding that she's finished in the top five.
Wait a minute.
The top five?
How many competitors are there?
Don't listen. The important thing is I'm a beast.
There was half a dozen.
I'm a beast.
So you haven't won anything.
I finished in the top five, haven't I?
Not even in your age flight? Oh, well, no, well, I don't compete in aged flights.
She says it's young men have
all open class.
Young men have a crush on good-looking mature ladies, so I get hit on all the time. Mm. There's all kinds of ages. There's even some below 25, but I'd say most are between 30 and 35, and I don't like the attention. This story has got a bunch of pictures of her in bathing suits, by the way. She doesn't want the attention. She says, when I'm on my session, I hate to be disturbed. It doesn't bother me to be called a fitness grandma. I'm in the best shape and infinitely healthy. There's a stigma that with advancing age.
I don't know about infinitely healthy. That's kind of tempting fate.
You are asking for it, aren't you?
Kind of
you're
are.
Asking for it. And then it becomes the story. She worked out 8 hours a day. Dropped dead. Dropped dead making spaghetti.
Didn't have a job.
Well, stay-at-home grandma of two. She says there's a stigma that with advancing age of women, they should only dedicate themselves to taking care of home and the family. But it's possible to do both. She swears by her healthy diet, which sees her munching on broccoli every day.
Yeah.
And a bunch of vegetables and protein, reaching about 3,500 calories a day. In order to keep herself trim, She doesn't have any sweet vegetables. She won't use salt, and she will not use oil in any of her cooking.
Sweet vegetables? Hmm. What's a Baconator come in at?
Probably 1,800 calories, I'm guessing. She could have two of those, just be done with it. I have a feeling this lady isn't, she's not going to Wendy's anytime soon. Please, I'm asking. I don't want any attention. Here's some more photos of me. I finished in the top five, you know.
Only 960.
A Baconator?
Yeah.
Oh. I guess when you had the fries and the drink, though.
Yeah, you got plenty of room.
Mm-hmm. Harvey Weinstein's in trouble again. This time he's been caught with contraband.
Yeah.
Milk duds.
Those aren't milk duds.
Was he too embarrassed to admit something and try to say duds. That they're milk duds? The milk duds were found during a search after Weinstein had a face-to-face meeting with one of his attorneys.
You constipated old creep.
The milk duds were confiscated, and the guards warned that they'd have to search his attorney's legal binders and laptop bags upon future visits.
If you had to smuggle a candy into your prison cell, what would it be?
Oh, good question.
Because milk duds is not a bad, because they'll stay pretty good.
Yeah, and you can pass them off as something else.
Yeah.
Push comes to shove. If I was to ask what candy would I want you to smuggle into prison for me? Golly, I'd probably say red vines.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that's cumbersome.
What? Because you're going to try to kill yourself?
I'm going to tie a bunch of these things together, and I'm going to hang myself. He claimed to the guards that he actually had brought the milk duds with him when he was extradited from New York back in July.
Have you seen the commercial with the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups where the peanut butter is telling the chocolate that you complete me?
No.
And that we should do a podcast.
They find milk duds on him. It's clear he got them from his lawyer. He's trying to say, no, my lawyer had nothing to do with it. I've had these on me since I got here in July.
Well, that's why I say they keep.
And they say, no, we searched you when you came here and there was nothing on you. We know that you got him from your attorney. He now is apologizing, saying this is an innocent misunderstanding. It will not happen again.
What it is just I got caught.
I have been a model inmate following the rules and regulations, and I am sincerely sorry. Right. This is what he's sorry for.
This is what he'll apologize for.
You know what I really...
The other stuff...
You know what I really feel bad about?
Happened. None of that happened.
That wasn't cool of me to try and sneak milk duds in.
I'm a monster.
Let's just say it out loud. This is the worst thing I've ever done.
Let's just say what everyone's thinking. This is the worst thing I've ever done.
I understand if people want to give up on me now.
Yeah.
Smuggling milk duds in. Fox has bought the rights to Gumby. And they say they're going to reimagine the character. Did you watch a lot of Gumby growing up?
No.
Oh, man, I watched a ton of Gumby growing up. I think you're in that age group, like, in between the original audience it was made for.
Yeah.
And then I watched it on reruns. I think it wasn't available when you were growing up.
Yeah, Gumby wasn't on a bunch.
Oh, it was on all the time where I was growing up. You should see what Gumby can do today. Fox has acquired the Gumby franchise from the estate of Joseph Klokey, son of the Gumby creator Art Klokey. The deal covers the iconic green claymation character, his horse Pokey, and all of the characters from the Klokey animated universe.
We had the Pokey and the Gumby toys.
Yeah, but that was more about Eddie Murphy than anything else, wasn't it?
No. This was like when we were kids.
Okay.
They had like wires in them.
Yeah. Those were big. You're right. And you didn't have to move Gumby around too long before the sharp wires came out to poke your fingers.
Eventually, yeah, it's going to come out.
They say they're going to reimagine the Gumby franchise for new generations, and they're already at work developing live action and animated content featuring the characters for all of their platforms.
Live action.
Fox will also showcase classic Gumby episodes on their Tubi streaming service and develop products based on Gumby and his friends, including non-fungible tokens and consumer goods. I got to get in on this.
And in
Gumby money.
Unexpected move, Sony has bought the rights to all of Gumby's songs for $300 million. Which,
wow,
they might have a tough time making the money back.
Well, I guess to be determined.
Oh, you're telling me Gumby didn't write a lot of songs?
Brick and mortar stores are closing at a terrific pace. That continues. A friend of mine was at the mall the other day.
Which one?
North Park. And he was sending me pictures. He hadn't been in the mall in more than like 2.5 years.
Sure.
And I don't think it really was related to the COVID.
Yeah.
I think it's just who goes to the mall anymore?
Yeah.
And he was there for, it was like a comic book convention or something.
Yeah.
And he was taking pictures and sending them. He's like, this is unbelievable entertainment. His wife wanted to go, and he's like, okay, I'll go. And then he was people watching these comic book people, and he's like, this is the greatest gift you've ever given me. There was somebody walking around in like a Boba Fett costume that was clearly made out of cardboard boxes.
Yeah.
And then the one picture he sent me, I'll see if I can find it on my phone. It's a grown man at North Park. And he's dressed up like the Chucky doll from the Child's Play movies. And yeah, my buddy was just surreptitiously taking these pictures of people at the mall. Like, can you believe this?
So what do you think?
Here's Chucky at North Park looking to get a pair of shoes or something.
So the comic people that are just they're spilling over from the convention.
Yeah,
I guess. And now they're actually shopping.
I guess that's what's going on, right? Like, what's going on with that photo? See if you can tell. That's the gift that keeps on giving. So I guess Chucky must have a comic book, or it was just a celebration of all things pop culture. I don't know.
So what do you think's going to happen with all these malls? Will they just tear them down and start all over again, or should we turn them into like prisons?
Wow.
I mean, they're decent sized buildings.
Yeah, I mean, I know in a handful
turn
of places,
high security prisons.
They're getting repurposed into other things.
Like senior living.
Yeah, the prison doesn't work because you tend to put malls in the center of urban population centers. There's a reason you don't put the prison right where all the cars drive by, but maybe, I don't know.
Put the prison right next to the Cracker Barrel.
It's just the brick and mortar stores are closing. And a lot of that, I think you can blame on Amazon.
Sure.
I mean, just the way we purchase and consume things is changing. Amazon opened a bunch of brick and mortar stores, and we thought that was weird, right?
Yeah.
Because that's kind of the antithesis of what they do.
Yeah.
And now Amazon announcing they are closing 68 brick and mortar stores.
Well, there you go.
Amazon closing all of their brick and mortar bookstores, as well as their 4-star shops and pop-up locations. They are reworking their physical footprint. Yeah, it turns out opening up a bookstore for Amazon was a bad idea because everybody gets their books from Amazon. How could we have known that?
I get very little from Amazon.
Yeah. I probably should get less. Amazon 4-star shops made their debut in 2018. They carry a limited selection of best-selling products from the top categories that Amazon.com sells. We're talking toys, electronics, games. But yeah, they decided this was a colossal mistake. And whoever had the idea that they should do a brick-and-mortar store probably having a rough day at work today. Because I have to imagine somebody said, what are we doing this for? There's a story of
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work out, don't sweat it.
Yeah, that's true. We're still going to be able to make our rent, everybody.
It's going to be just fine.
Scottish woman checks a bank account after 6 decades. She had $3.35 in it. It's now $335. Hasn't touched this bank account in over 60 years. Carol Allison.
Well, how is it still open? That doesn't make any sense.
Carol Allison rediscovered a bank account she hadn't touched in over 60 years and was surprised to learn that her balance of $3.35 is now...
How does she remember that?
She's 74 years old. She grew up in the Philippines. She was visiting her grandmother in Scotland when she was 6. And the older woman helped her open up a account.
Why?
At the trustee savings bank.
You're going to be here for a week. None of this makes any sense.
Allison said her grandmother kept the bank book from the deposit, and it was passed down to her when her grandmother died at the age of 80 in 1969, dudes.
Oh, boy.
So this is a journey. Allison now lives back in Scotland. And she recently rediscovered the bank book while she was cleaning up the house.
Isn't she living in Scotland for the first time?
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess. She took the book to the bank and they said, no, this account is still active. And that $3.35 you invested is now $335.
I can retire.
She says, I was really pleased and thanked my grandmother under my breath when they told me I had the $335.
God damn you, Grandma.
They said it continued to gain interest all that time.
Not much.
60 years. She's now planning to find out if the other...
It's only 720 months.
She says she's going to look at the other two bank books and see if maybe there's any more more windfall coming her way.
What else is going on around here?
Any other money lying around the house that we need to know about?
Yeah, you only need to find like another, 100 accounts and you could retire.
Rolling Stone has put out their list, the definitive list, the 100 greatest movies of the 1980s.
Wow.
Yeah. The decade that was the 1980s, the 100 greatest movies. You want to hear the top 10?
Give me the top 10.
The top 10 are number 10. Oh, wait a minute.
That's number 50.
That's number 50. Number 10, they give us Raiders of the Lost Ark.
All right.
I'll give you that one for sure. Number 9, The Thin Blue Line.
Thin Blue Line.
Yeah, it's an Errol Morris, like, documentary. Mm. It's an important movie, but... number 8, they say Stranger Than Paradise.
Okay, what is that?
Some art film. Blade Runner is number 7.
So Harrison Ford in two of them.
Uh-huh. Oh, I got a feeling he's going to show up on more. Then Shoah from 1985. Yeah. That's a Holocaust movie.
Right, that's a nice... That's a big, long movie, right?
Ran from 1985. And then there was Blue Velvet at number 4.
Gotcha.
Number 3 is Raging Bull, mm-hmm. which that came out right in 1980, right? Yeah. Number 2 is a movie called Videodrome.
That's the one that had... Debbie Harry.
Yes.
Right?
It's a David Cronenberg movie. Videodrome number 2 and the greatest movie of the 1980s, according to Rolling Stone, is Do the Right Thing.
Oh, there you go.
From 1989, a number, just, another just, summer.
Just in mm-hmm. Under the Wire.
Yeah. Raiders of the Lost Ark's not a better movie than The Empire Strikes Back. I don't know who I need to talk to at Rolling Stone. That's ridiculous.
That must have finished just on a... Outside of the top 10, huh?
Oh, they got Say Anything, Raising Arizona, The Shining, Die Hard, Brazil, The Thing, Come and See, Sex, Lies, and Videotape. I'm not seeing Empire Strikes Back.
Not a lot of...
Spinal Tap comes in at number 29.
Not a lot of love for Star Wars.
Yeah, what's that about? I mean, they've got E.T. coming in at number 25 on this list. RoboCop comes in at 20... Wait, E.T. comes in at 26 and RoboCop comes in at 25. You're telling me RoboCop's a better movie than E.T.? I don't know about this list.
E.T. stinkeroo.
Yeah, it's really not that great, is it?
No.
They got Empire Strikes Back Finally. Coming in at number 37. No, they got Risky Business ahead of Empire Strikes Back.
I don't want to.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High coming in at number 32. Yeah. I don't mind that placement.
No. I don't want to spoil this Empire Strikes Back for you.
Yeah.
It's his dad.
Hey! Spoiler alert, man.
Too soon?
Well, I think enough time has passed. I feel like that's out there by now.
That's not on me. If... Just save your emails.
Frackville,
and your calls.
Frackville, Pennsylvania. Woman was charged by the police after they say she had two men dig up the grave of her late boyfriend and steal the urn containing his ashes. You follow this?
So
they
just want the urn?
So he was cremated, put in an urn, and then the urn was buried.
I mean, the nicest urn is going to be worth what?
Yeah,
I mean, not...
I don't know what...
You got to get that? Can you pawn an urn?
You probably can. Although, do you get them engraved?
I guess you could.
Nicole Chester, charged by the Township Police Chief Marvin Livergood and Patrolman John Kazmierczyk III, with one count of institutional vandalism and one misdemeanor count each of theft, receiving stolen property, intentional desecration of a public monument, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Freed after posting 10% of her $10,000 bond, no one else is charged. This is still under investigation. The cops say that the incident came to light on June 21st of last year when Kimberly Mentuski reported an urn containing the ashes of her brother-in-law was possibly stolen from a gravesite.
It's possible.
She said the cremains were dug up shortly after burial at the cemetery. And she told the cops instantly she thought Chester, the ex-girlfriend, was involved. I think it's her. I think she's the one that took his cremains. So this woman is out on probation. The probation officer said, because they wanted to talk to the probation officer. And the probation officer says, that's funny. When I went to visit her for her last probation meeting, I went to go do a checkup on her. There was an urn sitting on the dining room table. They retrieved the urn with markings, including the guy's name, Kevin J. Mentuski, and a couple of crossed hammers. The probation officer also turned over a glass smoking pipe that was found in her home, along with the bowl of a smoking device with burnt residue and the odor of marijuana. Also a baggie with a residue of an off-white crystal substance, police said. I don't understand what the point is, other than, like you mentioned, the urn, the value of the urn. It costs like $295.
Okay, that's a lot of work for...
So yeah, is she going to just pour him out and pawn it for like $50? I mean, what are you going to get for an urn? Especially when it has a guy's name on it. You melt it down or
property
something?
Property of.
I don't quite understand. I don't quite understand where that one's going.
Please return to owner.
If found... There's something in New York they have called a 311, which is like a number you call to talk to the city. Like if your garbage hasn't been picked up.
Okay, so
or
it's not an emergency.
It's the non-emergency hotline in New York City, 311. And they're saying now what they're dealing with more than anything is complaints from callers who are not fans of loud sex that's going on in neighboring apartments. Mm. More than 270 sex-related complaints called into 311. Reports of everything from massive sex parties to sounds of loud, ruthless sex in the middle of the afternoon.
Ruthless?
Backyard orgies.
Backyard orgies.
And what one person described as grunts from a sexual tyrannosaurus. It's just ruthless out there. I don't know what's going on.
Who's got the space in New York City to throw an orgy in the backyard?
Yeah, it's a great call. One woman in the Bronx told 311 this January at 6 o'clock in the morning, quote, listen, I'm a Christian woman. Help this girl stop having loud sex before God does. The calls and online submissions that have come in the last year are from all five boroughs, and they involve people describing all manner of carnal depravity going on in the apartments next door, in their building stairways, and even right outside the window. One Queens resident called at 1 o'clock in the morning in June to complain about a, quote, orgy going on in the backyard, boobs and penis being flashed on the street. Another complaint from Brooklyn said this, quote, There is an obese gay man splashing his Latino lover's cheeks with his man syrup.
What?
There is an obese gay man splashing his Latino lover's cheeks with his man syrup.
That's what the voicemail said?
That's the complaint. One Bronx local said that his neighbors were having loud and ruthless sex in the middle of the afternoon, while a Manhattan resident complained of a sex tea party next door, which I guess is slang for crystal meth or Tina. Mm. They get all methed up and then they go nuts. The records were obtained here through a Freedom of Information Act made by Patch and then posted for the world to see here. One person in Brooklyn called to complain about all the loud sex. The apartment always has loud moaning coming from the female occupant while having intercourses. It's hard for a lonely neighbor to get a good night's sleep.
This is what's
you should know I'm lonely, and that's a big part of why I'm calling.
This is what your what is it? Your blog that you've got, the neighborhood watch
next door.
Next door,
yeah.
That's what this is going to turn into.
I had a buddy who we shared a apartment, a attic. We all had a house together, and me and this guy had we split the attic.
And as a room.
Yeah, it was a big attic, and we had like a window AC unit, and it was great. Yeah. Loved it. And we shared it for a summer. And his girlfriend was there in Dubuque, and it was a summer that I was in a dry patch. Wasn't having any success. So his girlfriend would come over every night.
Every night.
And I would sleep downstairs on the couch because, hey, man, yeah. Good for you.
Give you a little room.
Yeah, you've got because
you do the same thing for me,
right? which is ridiculous. Exactly. I'm sure if the scenario was reversed, yeah, exactly. Sure, Dave. You sure. bring a girl home. We'll see how it goes.
Okay, Chunch. Yeah,
go ahead. So because we were in the attic, it was the hottest room of the house because heat rises. And even though we had the window AC, it was a big attic and the AC could really only provide so much relief. Mm-hmm. In addition to the window AC unit, we also had an oscillating fan. And the fan and the AC kept things nice and cool. Well, one night, as I got home from work and I realized, oh, she's over again. Yeah. I'm going to go sleep on the couch downstairs.
Yeah.
One night, it was just us in the house. I think my other roommates were gone for whatever reason. And
just the three of you.
Yeah. So I'm all the way downstairs. He's all the way up in the attic with his girlfriend, now his wife of more than 20 plus years. And I hear all of this just moaning and screaming, just just giving it to her seven ways to Sunday. Yeah. And it's just like
a bit much.
Like if there was a 311 back in those days, I might have called and said, you know, like I'm a good Christian woman. I have him knock this off.
You know, a lonely guy trying to get some sleep.
Exactly. So the next day she leaves and I go, look, man, I'm happy. She's a great girl. You're obviously very in love, but you know, I've been in a bit of a sexual desert here. Could you do me a favor and keep the screaming down when you're having the sex? It's just it's a bit much.
You're rubbing it in,
right? And you know, I feel like I've gone above and beyond as far as being a good buddy, letting you have the room six out of seven nights a week.
Yeah.
Could you just knock it off with the screaming,
the volume? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it turns out his face turned red and he said, "Here's the thing." We did make love last night,
but that wasn't what you heard
afterwards. As I was going to put on my underpants, I got my dick caught in the oscillating fan.
No, come on.
True story.
Come on.
And like the cage had fallen off of it.
Oh, come on.
No, it's a true story.
Oh, I don't know that I believe this.
Absolutely true story. No. Cause this is the same. This is the first part of the story. Cause he's like, obviously, you can't tell anyone this story that I got my dick caught in the fan. And I said, of course, your secret's safe with me. I lasted 3 hours before I told everybody about how the dick hit the fan.
Well, how did he not have to go to the hospital or something?
I mean, it must have hit it in just the right way that it It didn't slice it.
Oh, God.
But yeah, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. And then she didn't come over for a couple days.
Well, yeah, no.
Because what would have been the point? Exactly. I was like, of course, you can count on me to be very discreet.
I'm the vault.
Right, exactly. And then the guys came home. The guys came home for lunch. I'm like, wait till you hear what happened. He got his dick caught in a oscillating fan. Oh, my God. So then it became a thing because, you know, we just love to rip on each other.
Yeah, but the thing about it is they probably turned it on you in that getting his dick caught in the oscillating fan was more sex than you had had.
It's true. Gosh, I hadn't thought of it that way, and I'm glad I didn't, because that would have...
This still counts as...
Oh, no.
This still counts as more sex
than... Oh, no. Well, then, it was that very night, after this had happened, we were watching...
You're going to go up there and finally sleep in your bed.
No. It was before bedtime, and... Me and this friend of mine, we were watching on HBO. Mm-hmm. We had somehow got free cable in the house.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. It was something that, like, we'd figured out a way to get to HBO for free. And Sliver, the Sharon Stone movie, was just out on HBO.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, I was very, very worked up.
Uh-huh.
And watching Sliver, and I was like, oh, boy, this is something else. And we were watching it. It was just the two of us. And there's a scene where the Sharon Stone character is making love to a character played by Billy Baldwin, the actor Billy Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
And the shot kind of pans out, and there's this just beautiful, supple ass right there on the screen.
Billy Baldwin.
And I go, ooh, give me some of that.
Yeah.
And then they pan out, and it's Billy Baldwin's ass. And I'm like, hang on a second. Now, that was an honest mistake. And he looks at me and goes, David, your secret is safe with me.
Yeah.
The next morning, until
everybody gets home.
Exactly. Now, the next morning, I was the last one to come downstairs for breakfast. And everyone's like, ooh, Billy Baldwin. Ooh, come on, Billy Baldwin. I still hear about Billy Baldwin.
I bet.
Yeah. And then every year for his birthday, I send him a gif of an oscillating fan, just saying, hey, happy birthday from your biggest fan. True story.
Wow.
Yeah, we didn't have 3-1-1 back then, but we made do. I think that's going to do it for Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
I think it's well done. I think it's
patron-only show. Thanks for your support. Thanks for listening to the podcast. And we'll have another one for you in March. And if everything goes according to our plan, it'll be before the month is out.
Oh, yeah.
We got 31 days to play with.
Yeah, we got extra time.
Thanks again for listening. Thanks for your support. And until we get a chance to do this for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davin board. Yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock on.
Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.
I'm done. Do what you want. Pull the plug.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.